What's up and welcome into Stacking Dubs. Thanks for joining me today, guys. I'm your host, Chris Chin. Warriors came to Los Angeles to visit me and also the Lakers, pay them a little bit of revenge from last time's really tough double overtime loss, come into Crypto.com Arena and win 128-121. Great win for the Warriors. Thanks for joining me today, guys. It's a special St. Patrick's Day edition. In the words of the famous Will Ferrell in Old School, bring your green hat. So that's exactly what I've done. Got my green hat on. Happy St. Paddy's. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Warriors played a very iconic, legendary Hollywood script feeling game in this one against the Lakers. The stars shined out. Steph Curry returning from an ankle injury, held scoreless in the first quarter, but really just takes control of this game, particularly in the second and third quarters, ends up dropping 31, a team high. Klay Thompson with 26 off the bench. Kuminga, just a nice ho-hum, consistent 23-point game on over 50% field goal shooting, like he always seems to do these days. And Draymond Green chipped in many other ways with 13 assists, 12 rebounds, and was a plus 12 in his minutes. Great performance by the Warriors on the offensive end of the court, particularly. On the other side, LeBron James really went to work in this one. 40 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists in a losing effort, I might add. Anthony Davis leaves this one late first quarter after getting kind of elbowed in the eye, calling it a corneal abrasion. Said he was having kind of blurred vision and vision issues, so he left and did not return. Similar feel to this game as last time we played, when Anthony Davis also missed, I think he missed like a 2 quarters in that game after he got kicked in the groin, but called it a rib injury or whatnot. But my point is, that guy has just like the weirdest injuries that he leaves and doesn't come back for. I'm not going to doubt any part of the credibility of his injuries. Let's just hope that his vision and his eye gets better. Speaking of injuries, well, I woke up yesterday morning having not really done anything the day before and had a very noticeable limp in my right ankle. Could barely walk or put much pressure on it the entire day out of nowhere. This is what happens when you get old. I tell you this because my only reasonable explanation for my ankle pain is a week ago when Steph Curry injured his right ankle, I said, Steph, take my ankle. Do what you need. We need you to play. I don't need my ankle. Just take it. And some weird magic in the world, that's what happened. He got my ankle and he played well, much better than I would have played on my ankle. But just thought I'd throw in that I'm helping the cause here, guys. So I'm part of the win. Good job, B. Well, these are the games where you really see how much these aging stars have left in the tank. Players like LeBron, Steph Curry, obviously, Klay Thompson, guys that have to be a little more judicious with where they exert their energy, especially in the regular season. Can't do it all the time, every game, every minute of play. You have to pick your spots. And it's great to see that these moments of greatness can still happen. You see it. We've seen it all year long with Steph Curry in the fourth quarter when it matters most. He's aggressive, high usage. It's probably why he's going to win Clutch Player of the Year. Still has it, has to pick his spots. LeBron James, we've seen it in both of the last two games against the Warriors, 40 points tonight. I believe he dropped 37, I want to say, last game. Really just brings his A game in these huge matchups, especially with playoff seeding, play-in seeding on the line. Really fun to watch this almost a playoff atmosphere type game where you get players' best efforts. Empties the tank a little bit. Can't do it every night, which is why they have to pace themselves. But for all intents and purposes, great to seeing these aging superstars still turning back the clock a little bit, giving you something great to watch. This one, Steph and LeBron, I'm just going to talk about where I have them ranked in my greatest of all time rankings. I will preface it all by saying I'm extremely biased and a huge Warriors fan, obviously. So my top five list, I have Michael Jordan at one. I have LeBron at two. I would love to say Steph Curry at two, but realistically, LeBron is at two. And then I kind of have a tier of Steph, Kobe, and Shaq. All three right there. Kobe might get the edge just because he's got five championships. I tend to, no disrespect, but I leave the old timers like your Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, your Wilt Chamberlain's, your Bill Russell's. I leave them out. It was a different game back then, but more particularly, I didn't watch enough of them other than some highlights on YouTube I've seen. So it's really hard for me to really include them. So just saying all that, I'm basically saying after, call it the mid-80s, my best player. So they're there. Right behind them is a whole tier of your Tim Duncan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Hakeem Olajuwons, those type guys. But I say that because we basically saw two of the top three to five greatest players ever to play the game match up once again, play their greatest. Can't get enough of these two playing. So iconic. And well, we just don't know how many more of these games we're going to see between Steph and LeBron in games that actually matter with high intensity leverage like tonight. So really fun to watch, and I'm glad they showed up. Can you imagine what a play-in game would be like between these two teams? I know we saw it a couple years ago when the Lakers knocked out the Warriors. We saw the playoff series last year, which was actually an underwhelming series, but it was still a very good matchup. But a game seven feel, right? A play-in matchup is basically an elimination game for both teams. Game seven feel, you will get everybody's best effort. I don't want to see it because that's a 50-50 game, and I want the Warriors to just make it into the playoffs directly. But my point is, it would be great TV, great matchup. And thinking further for when the Dubs do beat the Lakers in the play-in and get into the playoffs, yeah, tip of the hat, the green hat. No matter who the Dubs play in that first series, it's going to be the highlight series of the playoffs, no matter who they play, right? Like, think about it. It's the Warriors. They play the Nuggets, the defending champs. That is just the best series you're going to see. It's great, just greatness against greatness, maybe passing of the torch type feel, hopefully not. They play the Suns. You have Kevin Durant against the Warriors storyline. You play the Timberwolves. Well, Draymond Green just choked out Rudy Gobert and dragged him off the court last time they played. So that would also be a fun game to watch. The Thunder. The Warriors and Thunder have played two great games down the stretch with a lot of game-winning shots and losses, and those have been fun. Clippers, always a great matchup with the Warriors. The Kings, we just did a seven-game series with them last playoffs. My point is, whoever the Warriors play, that's going to be a toss-up series, at least in my mind, and it's going to be fun to watch the greatness. All right, back to this game. First half, Warriors really just trying to keep it close. The Lakers got off to a very hot start. Both teams really clicking on offense. Both teams took care of the ball. Both teams very efficient. Warriors end up closing the gap and taking the lead heading into the half, 67-66, high scoring first half. What kept us in it was Klay, sixth man Thompson. 21 points in that first half, came out firing. I think he hit like five of his first six, really just firing all cylinders and kept this game close. In addition to the Jonathan Kuminga, 17 points in the first half. Sixth man Klay, I love to see him really embracing the role. We already talked about it. For the game, he was 9 of 15. He had five threes, and we said he's had 26 points. I'd like to see him find ways to be more consistent and get more scoring going in the second half of games, which has definitely been a trend for him having hot first halves, cooling off in a second. But nevertheless, so good to see him doing this after his previous struggles in Los Angeles against the Lakers in the playoffs. Really a low point for him at the end of last season, where his dad, former Laker Michael Thompson, quite always wants to play well in Los Angeles. Grew up a Lakers fan, and so it's nice to see, even with the added lights and pressure, Klay and Steph for that matter, finally having some good games in LA. It's been a struggle for both of them, particularly Klay. Draymond said after the game on Klay Thompson, you know, I think early on Klay was too worried about people judging him and what people thought of him. Now he doesn't care, and I think it shows incredible maturity. I couldn't agree more. It's really just a mindset thing. It's a mentality for Klay. Just less pressure, less expectations. If you're hot, you're crushing it. If you're cold, you know what? It's okay. You're coming off the bench. We just need spurt, you know, just kind of spurts of scoring. And if you don't have it, it's okay that night. Just take a seat. We'll rest you. We'll get you fresh for the next game. No problems. And it's really showing in his game and his efficiency. Well, other than Klay helping us keep it close in the first half, second half, very good for the Warriors. Played with force, really won this game in the margins. And what I mean by that is just all the little extracurricular things. It's points in the paint where the Warriors outscored the Lakers 62 to 54. Yes, I know this very much had to do with Anthony Davis leaving the game. Warriors only had 4 points before that, points in the paint with Anthony Davis on the court. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. And if Anthony Davis can't play, which has been an issue, the Warriors did a good job of taking advantage of him being absent from the middle of that court. Also, free throw disparity. Wow, this was the biggest thing in terms of the playoff series last year between these two teams. Lakers have consistently gotten to the line more than almost every team in the NBA. Warriors, the exact opposite. Can anyone guess what the free throw disparity was in this one? Yeah, I didn't think so. So, Lakers got to the line only 18 times, not that much. Warriors got there 15 times. For all intents and purposes, that is a win for the Warriors. If you can keep that within 10 to 15 free throw difference, that is a win for the Warriors. Turnovers, always the Warriors' biggest bugaboo. Only 7 turnovers for the Warriors in this one to the Lakers 10. Yes, we beat a team in turnovers that only had 10, and the Warriors only had 1 second-half turnover. I cannot remember the last time we've had less than 5 second-half turnovers. Lastly, Warriors, as has been the case much of this year, out-rebound their opponents. Warriors +6 in rebounds in this one. Again, big part in part to Anthony Davis being absent for most of this one, but also gotta credit Draymond Green. Really been battling lower back soreness lately. He said before this game that the last 3 to 5 games, he's been really struggling just to be able to get warmed up and worked on just to start games. By halftime, his back's just been locking up on him, and he's barely been able to finish games. And then the next day, he can barely get out of bed and he can't even do anything, not even shoot around. So he had since Monday, so he had what, 5.5 days off, get that back right. Looked good in this one. Hopefully, the back held up all right. Not having to bang with Anthony Davis probably helped to avoid a little bit extra wear and tear on Dre in this one. But 12 rebounds for Dre. We already said 13 assists. Great game. Great to see him back. End of this one was quite odd with the Lakers staging a little late comeback. I think there's about a minute and a half to 2 minutes left. Warriors, I think, were up about like 8 at that point, and LeBron gets a little step back. 3 from the corner, huge shot, nails it, and the foul to bring the Lakers, I believe it was still within 4 at that point. Look, at this point, LeBron's had a huge fourth. Everything's clicking. Feels like this is going to come down to the wire. And then we get a review. First review is that LeBron's heel touches the line out of bounds on the sideline. 3-pointer, no good. Second part of the replay is, I believe, it was the rebound after the shot, and they rule it. Originally, it was the Warriors ball, excuse me, and then they ruled it a jump ball out on both Wiggins and whoever else was in there. Took about 11 minutes to review both of these things. The players are just going, Steph's doing calisthenics on the sideline trying to stay warm. Everyone's just kind of like, what the heck's going on? They're flashing over to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck in the crowd, just killing time. Then finally, play's about to resume. Ball's inbounded, and the shot clock's not working. LeBron James is like, okay, let's get this going. A minute later, they do it again. Shot clock's still not working. LeBron slams the ball into the ground. Steph starts doing more calisthenics. Shot clock ends up not working 4 times after restarting play. LeBron's over there saying, I'm too old for this. Ish. Basically ruined a great ending to a really fun game, took the life out of the air in crypto.com arena. I don't know if this ever would have happened if it was still Staples Center on that note. But by the time they do return, Steph Curry strips LeBron, takes his lunch money, feeds it to Jonathan Kuminga for the dunk, and the game is effectively over at this point. Way to really battle through the adversity here for the Warriors. I think it was close to 20 minutes that nothing happened and everyone was standing around. So to just come back in, seal the deal, not get caught up too much in the emotions of the evening. Great win for the Warriors. Huge. It brings us to back within 2.5 games back of the 8 seed with the Mavericks, who we still play twice, and only 3 games back of the Kings for 7th. And sixth place is still within reach. I think that's 3.5 games. I would have to double check. So huge win for the Warriors. Close out this road trip 2-1, and the Warriors have been great on the road. Got to figure out a way to go home and keep that same fire, intensity, playing with force. We return home 3-game homestand where we should be the favorites in all 3 games, knock on wood, playing against the Knicks on Monday, the Grizzlies Wednesday, and then the Pacers, I believe, is a Friday game. So 3 big games coming up. I need all three of these. Warriors have the easiest schedule left out of all teams in the NBA. These are the games, especially at home, where even 2-1 is not good enough, right? Memphis has to be a win. A split between the Knicks and Pacers, who are good teams, will take it, but I need all three. So that's where we sit. Got out of this one, hopefully all healthy. Played a very short bench in this one. And Kerr really only played about 8 players, 8.5 players, if you will. So we're going to see how our team and our starters hold up with the increased load. We'll see if that kind of expands as we go back home with more players in rotation. But I say that all that to say, first stack of the stacking dubs has been laid. Let's get another one against the Knicks on Monday, and then we'll go from there. All right, guys, everyone enjoy the rest of your St. Paddy's Day. Be safe out there. Have a great one. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you all. This has been your host, Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.